Hi, I'm Riley. I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I'm on the women's soccer team here at Dominican, and I'm going to pitch play picks today. So the problem I'm trying to solve is athletic departments are overflowed with the amount of media that's being captured at games and sporting events and on media day. And there's so much media that it becomes so clustered and scattered within these files, and it can get lost or overwhelming. And athletic departments aren't prepared or equipped with the funding to specifically pay for staff that can organize the media for them. And along with this, there's always constant requests from athletes to access their images. Currently at Dominican, if an athlete wants to access their images, they have to go through admin and send them the images that they want. And admin has to go and save them and then download them and then send them. So it's a really lengthy process. And honestly, that's not what admin has time for here. They're busy with other things. So my solution is I made a website that auto tags and organizes images through AI. So how it works is you upload the images and it'll then process it through jersey number and possibly facial features. And it also gives athletes instant access to the images so that they can use them to leverage their own opportunities through like NILs or just use them on their own social media. This is kind of a process of how it would work. Like I said, any administrator or anyone taking the images could upload the files, and then AI would organize it by jersey number. And then users can download it or distribute it however they want. This is kind of just my homepage of my website. I thought I'd include it just so you get a little visual of what I was working on. So why is it important to have quick access to media for athletic departments? Now more than ever, athletic departments need to have a digital presence within social media. And so having that quick access to images is really, really important. And along with this, NILs are becoming more and more popular within student athletes. It gives them opportunities to make money and profit off of their images and their participation in sports. So it's important for them to have access to increase their opportunities as well. So it's especially when it comes to marketing in athletic departments, and especially important because elevating visibility can help the department bring in funding, which I think that's a big thing for Dominican, but also for other smaller schools. And along with this, boosting recruiting efforts. As an athlete myself, when I saw a really put together, well-marketed Instagram, it made me lean more towards committing to the school to play for them. And it enhances the overall athlete experience. It's really exciting to get to share your school and your experience through social media. So the market that I'm looking at is primarily smaller Division II and III schools within the NCAA, but that could also apply to all colleges and universities, so any NAIA, JC, any schools like that. And then if it succeeds, I was looking at a secondary market of high school athletic departments along with club soccer or football or whatever programs that younger athletes are involved in. And my main competitors are going to be other media storage kind of websites such as Flickr, Huddle, SmugMug, or BoxOut. But what they don't have is the AI organization. Instead of having one of their staff have to individually organize the images. So I conducted a study with 10 plus student athletes here at Dominican, along with a few coaches, and they all said that they would utilize something like this within their media teams. Because here at Dominican, each team has kind of their own media representatives within their team. A lot of photos sit unused, so I think it would also help leverage the use of all of the photos. And along with that, I would start with Dominican as a pilot, and as we gain success with it, I would market it to other schools within our main PacWest conference. And then after that, hopefully to other D2 schools within California, and then going internationally. I would also partner with local photographers. They could market the app within their images. So this is just a little look into my financials. I plan to break even within 8 months. gaining around 4 to 7 new subscribers, whether that's individual or athletic departments. I'm looking at running a subscription-based plan. So $68 per team if just a team wants to join, $315 a month for a whole athletic department. And then there's going to be NIL add-on features, which would be $8 per athlete. So if an athletic department was subscribing, it would be $8 per athlete within their department. And then if a group wants to use it for just one singular event, like a tournament or something like that, it would be $150 per the event. So this is the team, me. I have experience working with Dominican's media team. I run the women's soccer Instagram here along with our athletics Instagram. And then also Adia Walker, she's a fellow student athlete on the women's basketball team at Dominican, and she also deals with similar issues, so we tackle kind of that together. Thank you. I'm looking for around a $50,000 investment to begin the company, so I would love people to join in this venture, and yeah, I appreciate your time.
I think it's a great idea because, and I think there's value in what you're doing for departments, for individuals, also for photographers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If you could put your finger on what the value you think is
mm-hmm.
for, let's say, a department, why would they pay you $315 a month? I mean, I know that mm-hmm. that it does create a value, but how do yeah. you see it? What's the customer value?
I think the value, at least from my personal experience even, is... Sorry, is it picking up? Okay. Is the value is created with just within the fact that it saves time, because yeah. time is value. And kind of like I said, like our athletic directors are having to go in and individually send athletes images.
Yeah.
Honestly, it would be really cool to look into, like, how many hours are they spending doing that, and how many, like, their salary, like, divided by that to see how much money it actually spends. I know right now the school pays for box out, and it's around within the same price range. But again, like, they're paying for this, but it doesn't organize the images. So I think that's kind of where I see the value coming from, is that organization mainly.
Could I ask just one thing while I'm here, one other thing? Are there copyright issues that you see as being potentially valuable? Because if all the organization is storing, mm-hmm. who owns the photo?
Hmm. I guess I was thinking that it would kind of just be like a storage, yeah, like sure. the school owns the photos. There was some aspects I put within the website that like schools, after they upload the pictures, because
yeah.
at Dominican, we have like a media team, like game ops, and then they take the pictures and upload them for us. What I was thinking is that once the pictures are uploaded, schools could choose to turn off and on access to the images. So if, like, I know with our media day pictures, we can't always have access to them until the school posts them.
Yeah.
So I was hoping to have like some features where schools could turn it on and off, if that answers the question.
It's not an answer that I know.
Okay.
So it's just out of interest.
I think, yeah, I'm not, I guess I didn't really look into, I didn't think about the copyright side a lot.
No, but it's just something that we'll
That's a great point, yeah.
Great idea. If it's feedback, that's great.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Great idea. You actually answered part of the question with him. Life before versus life after. You said mm-hmm. that Dominican is using Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're paying about the same amount for it, right?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah.
So, the deployment of this is the customer is Dominican.
Mm-hmm.
Within it, they decide whether it's a department or a team or mm-hmm. the site-wide.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have to deploy it to the people on the field, right? Like to the people that they're taking the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to download the app as well? Is that, or are we just taking pictures off the let's say iPhone and then uploading it to a certain
yeah,
place.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, we have media teams, and most schools do have either students that are paid or they have genuine, like, real photographers that go and take pictures. And what I was thinking is that they just take the SD card, upload it to the website or the app, and then just from there it gets organized and everyone has access to it.
Regarding competition,
mm-hmm.
I know that the differentiation you've mentioned is AI and organization.
Mm-hmm.
What if tomorrow Flickr and all those guys just put in AI in 5 minutes? How would you differentiate them?
That's a good question. I think the NIL aspect of it leverages it. It'll create opportunities for athletes to do NILs, which...
Isn't NIL now a D1 thing?
Yes, but I know a lot of... I think D1 students often get, like, bigger NIL deals, but I have a few teammates that have found opportunities through, like, just promoting protein bars or liquid IV. I think it's just easier if you're at a bigger D1 school to grasp onto that. But there are programs that you can apply for as athletes to partake in NILs, so I would kind of integrate that into it. I think that would be a good big step attraction. And I think that was my main focus point competition-wise. Other box out, like, you still can upload everything and you can organize it yourself.
Right.
But they haven't done any AI yet.
And then last question real quick. How would you spend that $50,000?
I would, if I had my sheet in front of me, it would be really good. But I broke it up into salaries for employees. And along with that, I used Lovable to develop the website. So it counts towards a subscription as well. And then I broke it up into benefits, cloud storage, you have to pay for that, and then insurance as for the company, and so it gets divided within those categories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.